Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 5th of June 2017, and this is the... I've actually got no idea what this is. It is somewhere in the 590s, so I shall have to confirm it when I upload the podcast. It's a pretty grail day today and quite chilly, very overcast, but I don't think it's going to rain at the moment, but I do have my umbrella with me just in case, and there's a bit of a chill wind which may or may not interrupt the podcast. I'm so unused to doing the podcast after my week's break that I nearly forgot to do it, and as you know, Mondays become quite busy in the afternoon, and it's now about 3:45. I hope it's actually not quite that late. Because I want to pick up some oats and some sort of drink that isn't tea and isn't coffee. And the one I've kind of been using for years and years and years, I think has just been discontinued. So I'll find an alternative. And I also want to get some darning wool and darning needles before Qigong. So we'll see how I go. I haven't quite got the measure of Mondays yet. Just that I really have to think to myself that I don't... that my afternoon is full, not... it's not... kind of an afternoon, and then I'm doing things in the evening. Just need to check what time it is. So, yeah, I think I'm going to be pushing it to do those things. I was also planning to go to the bank, I realise now. Oh dear, all a bit silly, but maybe tomorrow I can come in a bit earlier. I'm very much hoping the writer's cave will be on tomorrow, and that I won't be the only person there if it is. So that'll mean coming into town again. So maybe I could just share those things out. What a rambly way to start my new week. Last week, it's always a good thing to have a week without the internet. It wasn't entirely without the internet, but it was without my main distractions on the internet. The thing that I allowed myself was to download audiobooks and they're kind of really lovely to have when you're pottering around, tidying up, that sort of thing. But otherwise, it just creates a nice silence. My weeks off, I've really kind of want, if I don't need a week off, which I sometimes do need to make sure that it is really a week off doing any work. I haven't done that for a while, so maybe quite soon I will do that. But at the moment, it's really so that I get a whole week at writing the novel. So last week that had been my intention, but I found myself still writing Murmurs of Mull on Wednesday. So there were only two more days after that. And there was something about not having created proper limitations for myself. You know, there was part of me that knew that I had this week off, last week off, and the firmer part of me that ties Mull to 2.5 days at the most had somehow forgotten to put the second boundary up. So I am a bit cross with myself for that. I also try very hard not to be cross with myself when that happens. But it was unnecessary. I didn't need all that time to do it, but somehow I was writing it in little bits, not in a firm way. I think part of it is this time of year, this time near the winter solstice, when the days are short and I like curling up and sleeping. I mean, I love this time of year, but it's, I think my actual productive time is shorter. My best productive time is in autumn, and maybe in spring too. I'm not so sure about that, but this right middle of winter, I just feel like being a mole. I'm nearly at the cork tree, which means I'm not far from Umara. I've been running myself low of oats because I discovered this German cheesemaker. He's been making cheese for a long time up in the north of the state. Has also now started growing oats, and so I got a bag of his oats from the market a few weeks ago. And decided that would be where I would get them from now on. But they didn't serve that many, and so they're finished for the season, so I have to go back to my original source. There's this intersection that I don't like very much. Last week, there were several days when I really wanted to do a podcast. There were things I was doing that I wanted to share with you. And I have to say that now my mind is completely blank about them. I have no idea what they were. So I clearly need to sit down and reflect on last week and see what those little moments of inspiration were. Maybe it's the black cloud that's beginning to threaten. I do hope that you had a good week and that things went well for you, that you managed your creative projects without losing boundaries in a... what's the word? It's a bit like having a slow leak, I think, when you don't do things within the boundaries that you've set. Slow leaks that are deflating, remove energy. So I hope you've been able to keep things within boundaries that allow them to retain their own energy. I'm just going to cross the road here. And now I'm about to get to Umara. So I'm going to say goodbye now. Thank you very, very much for listening. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.